One, hit it. Is that the theme song to the new James Bond film? That was great.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks to Manscaped for supporting Danish and O'Neill.
Yeah, Manscaped is the number one in men's below-the-belt grooming with the right tools for the job.
Get 20% off, free shipping, and a free travel bag with the code D&O. That's D-A-N-D-O at manscaped.com. I don't know if that's the new theme to Bond. That's by Corey with a K and his pal Rashad. So thank you guys.
That's a great tone setter.
We have to
very old school, kind of like
kind of funk or disco.
It reminds me of all the James Bond themes from like the 70s.
We must be closing in on most theme songs ever played on one podcast.
I don't know. I don't listen to enough podcasts to know if they some of them don't even have a theme song. They play like regular copyrighted music.
Yeah, I don't know who keeps the Guinness Book on those sort of things, but if you're out there and you're keeping track, let us know how we're doing.
Yeah, if you've got your notebook open right now and you just put another line on there.
Yeah, we're in like the high teens.
I guess.
But yeah, it's a beautiful song.
We should probably promote the new show called The Basement, coming out on All Things Comedy Network.
Yeah, well, as you listen to this, it will be up.
It's first episode's a real barn burner.
It's all a barn burner, but yeah, you got to check it out. See what the hype's about.
Stay all the way through.
Yeah,
it's an experience, folks.
We have some sketches with some people you know and love, and you've seen with us before. Maybe some people you haven't seen with us before. The sketches are good. The bits are good. We've gone through it all with a fine-tooth pubic comb, and
given to us by Manscaped.
Yep, of course. We got the Pubic Comb 2000 from Manscaped. And check it out, guys. I think you won't be disappointed. If you like the podcast, you like us, even if you don't. Even if you hate us and you clicked on this by accident, you should check it out.
It's on the All Things Comedy Network on their YouTube channel. We'll tweet it out.
It's going to be coming out once a week until at least 2080. They gave us a contract.
Until we're dead. Until we die by mysterious causes like Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, man. That's opening a... Oh, man. Let's talk about it, bro. I told you, August, the world was going to change,
dude,
bro.
I think that's what he was... Sam Tripoli, if you don't know, came up to us recently and just gave us a warning that everything's going to change in August.
Everything's going to come to a head, bro. The world as we know it.
I guess it was Jeffrey Epstein's going to be mysteriously
killed. That's the thing. If you
killed
can say that,
or murdered.
And then you hope something's going down in August and you can be like, well, that was it.
I don't know. But
it's
the one conspiracy theory that I definitely buy into because
why wouldn't they?
Piece of shit was linked to everybody.
When why wouldn't they be guarding his cell? He'd already tried to kill himself.
Yeah.
And then sure enough.
It's like
we need Scotty Maples on this case. 60 days in own. Where's Zach patrolling the
FBI's like, we're stumped. Scotty, Can you join us on this?
Well, Scotty, it's me, Jamie Knowles, councilman from Indiana. I'm going to look into this Jeffrey Epstein thing here.
It's an election year, Jamie.
Yeah, I think Scotty Mapleman is a big Trump fan, so I don't know what his thoughts would be on this. Yeah,
well, Clinton's deep in there.
Well, so is Trump, though.
I know, but Clinton, he flew on that fucking plane like 26 times, and a lot of times without Secret Service.
Oh, the epper.
Like a weird fucking...
Do you have a funeral for that guy? Do people go to that?
I think you just throw the body in the street, let people take.
But I'm saying, like, is anyone, like a family, anyone?
Yeah,
like,
I'm
like,
sure.
Still, like, hey, let's go check it out.
I'm sure he still has tight friends. I mean, a lot of these guys were fucking kids with him.
I would set up cameras, like, see who goes in there. You're like, well, let's take
it's
a look.
It's not like anybody. It's not like people just walking in and out.
But I'm saying.
You can look at the log.
The shit log.
Something went up. Someone dropped the ball. The guy tried to commit suicide, supposedly, and then they're like, yeah, he's fine.
I think that was almost the setup to something's going, you know, like, oh, he's suicidal. We'll see what happens.
No, I'm sure somebody fucking roped around him, and they're like, look, we'll kill you now, or we'll kill you. You kill yourself, or we'll kill you in prison, or we'll kill you. It's a whole.
Say goodnight, Jeffrey. And I want, for the record, I do not spell my full name the same way he spells his.
Yeah, you don't want to be.
That's the pedophilia.
A lot of people were actually emailing me.
Yeah,
being
people
like,
were hitting me up, too.
Oh, fuck the Danish.
Yeah,
his name's Jeffrey.
They're saying, change your name.
They're saying, just like Epstein, what a piece of shit. He's probably fucking kids.
I was considering changing my name, but now I don't have to.
To Epstein?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, I'm looking for something slightly more Jewish.
Did you happen to see this in the headlines? This is a former Ohio State basketball player. I don't even know the guy's name. I think he was playing in Spain or Serbia, somewhere like that. And he had to take a drug test. And the results come back, and they're like, well, you passed the drug test, but you're pregnant.
What? His lady peed for him.
He took the piss. I don't know if they knew or not. If that's the way you find out that you're pregnant, it's unbelievable.
What a great way. Good news.
Congrats. Congrats to you.
No drugs in your system, but
you are pregnant with a girl.
Did they?
So he's suspended.
Did they do it? When they sprung that on him, did they do anything funny with it? Were they like,
they had pink balloons. It's a girl.
What a fucking dope.
I hope that's how I would assume either that or he didn't know that they could detect that.
Who's taking fucking PEDs to play ball in Europe? The reason that you're playing ball in Europe is probably because you didn't take PEDs in America.
But maybe he was hanging on by a thread and he's like,
Is he older?
I don't know.
He's like barely.
No, I think he's just.
He's like a guy who just barely like made it to Europe's
probably.
European League.
And he was feeling the heat, and then his lady, either he knew he knocked her up or he didn't, but he does now.
Do you have to be a top shelf D1 ball player to go to Europe? You probably do.
I don't think so, but I don't know.
I mean,
obviously, like,
are D2 guys going there?
Their best leagues, I would say yes, but there's so many leagues around the world. But there's some, I mean, Bushman's son wasn't top tier, but I don't know.
Was he D1?
Yeah, but I don't know, like, what level he plays.
I mean, you think there's D2 guys playing over there?
I think there are. Like, the college I went to was D2, and some of those dudes
played. They went to Europe?
I think one dude was from Sweden, and I think many different leagues.
Yeah, it's true.
And you know, some of these leagues, I think you probably have to work a job on the side. You know, you're not getting paid much.
Like when you used to have to play football in the fucking 50s and 60s?
Yeah. I don't think some of them aren't as lucrative as you would think.
I'm sure some. I knew a guy who did it in my town, but he was like a top tier. He was like a state, like well-known state champion. So he went over there and he had a ton of money. Because he had a Viper that he bought when he got back. Then he would go back there for again. He would come back with a Porsche.
I think now they say the big risk you run going there is that a lot of these teams, because of the economies in some of these countries, may not get paid.
Oh, yeah. It's like the Comedy Store in the fucking 90s.
Well, they say like in Greece, like you may not get checked.
Yeah, I wouldn't go there. That's for sure.
Like
Italy,
a bunch
I
of
bet.
Them. They
I
say like, Italy's yeah, bad. Like you can get have trouble with that.
If you're going to play, you got to play in Germany. They have the strongest economy in Europe.
only German leagues.
That's I only play German leagues because I can cash their checks.
Did you hear about this one? So Diddy apparently is dating his son's ex.
I saw that.
Who also is Steve Harvey's daughter.
Yeah.
But people are saying they don't know if the son was a smokescreen because of the age gap, but I don't think
it
is.
But it's weird. Why would you use your son as a smokescreen?
Another conspiracy, bro.
Diddy killed Epstein, bro.
Fucking Justin Diddy Combs never dated her, bro.
Dude, I don't think... Why would you use this kid as a smokescreen?
But then Steve Harvey always does these like women empowering shows, and it's like, I don't know if that's empowering to date a father and son. He always does like these relationship advice.
I don't think it's not. I don't think it has anything to do with her.
Yeah.
But the weirder thing
strange
is
strange for Diddy move. Like, imagine dating the same lady as your father.
Well, I'm sure his kid was like, Dad, she can fuck. You got to get in on this.
Must suck to have a mega famous, mega rich. It's like, please don't fuck my ladies, whether they're my exes or my current. Like, just
well, does he have a relationship with his son?
Yeah, I think they're tight.
Well, that's his son's
now like
he's
trying
like,
to
Dad,
be.
No, it's cool, man. Go ahead, move in. I don't think that anybody should ever be have any affiliation with anything that their child is like any person. You shouldn't be friends with their friends.
No.
You shouldn't fucking fuck their ex-girlfriends.
Don't do drugs with them. Don't drink with them.
Unless things like ended quite so amicably where she's like, he's like, you know, I thought maybe I'd date your father. He's like, that's a great idea.
It's like John C. Reilly in Step Brothers. You had the old bull.
Yeah.
But it's reverse. She's doing it reverse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The young. Yeah.
Now
young.
You want the young. Now you with the young calf.
He's reversing it. But yeah, it's an odd story.
What kind of Thanksgiving is that?
It's like, well, you know Justin, dude, right? You guys dated for a while.
There's so many.
Now you're his stepmom.
There's so many.
She could be his stepmother.
I get, yeah. He's like, remember when I fucked my stepmom?
That's like the ultimate porno.
Stepmom. Yeah.
It's the ultimate porno scenario.
But there's so many eligible suitors out there. How the fuck is he like?
Women.
The talent pool isn't that shallow.
Maybe Diddy just wants to be in that Harvey family. He loves Steve Harvey.
What? He's like, son, she broke up with you, but I'm getting in that Harvey family.
I need Steve Harvey to be my father-in-law.
So what's Steve Harvey? This is, reminds me of when, what's his name? Lawrence Fishburne's daughter did porn.
Yeah.
It's just kind of a sad state of events for,
yeah,
for if you're a father.
It's just odd. I mean, the Diddy's, I'm assuming, can get a lot of women. Like, there's a lot of women out there he can go after.
Yeah, but you know what? He knows that she's clean from the sun.
He's hey, how was it? He's like, but before, this is like, yeah, just them talking to his buddy.
It's like, who was that guy, that weirdo guy who used to have all his women inspected by a doctor before?
The guy from 90 Days Fiancé?
No, some weirdo, like billionaire or famous guy. Before he would fuck any women, they would all have to go see his doctor. They'd have to get all a clean bill of health and all
you
this
know,
weird
doctor,
shit.
Dr. Vinny Boombas.
Yeah, it's almost like that. So, I guess.
The only story
he's
I
like,
know.
What's your Yelp rating on her?
Only
son?
Story I know on this is the Dice Man, allegedly.
What?
Mother daughter tandem that he was had relations with.
Oh, yeah, but that doesn't count.
Yeah.
That's
I did this before you, Diddy.
It was show business.
He's going to call him out.
Yeah, he also wasn't famous.
You're copying me now.
At the time.
I'm over here now, Combs.
He wasn't.
I'm Brushes, you're Combs.
Fucking, I don't know, man. That is an odd family. A little too incestual for me.
Yeah, I mean, I hope they're all three of them are.
And what if she one night like gets horny and climbs into bed with the sun for one last session?
She could go back. Or what if there's like an uncle, Diddy's brother, Bob.
Keep moving on.
Bob Diddy Combs.
Yeah. C.
or
Diddy.
Or Diddy's father, Grandpa.
C. Diddy.
Here's my Grandpa Diddy.
Yeah.
Gonna take a shot at it.
Here's L. Diddy.
Or what if like Steve Harvey, I don't know if Diddy has a daughter or anything. He's like, I'm going after some of your ladies.
Steve Harvey fucks his son.
He's like, you want to play these games with me?
Yeah, you don't want to play with Steve Harvey, man.
I got a mustache.
That motherfucker is crazy.
And I'm going to get it juiced up with your relatives.
Oh, guess what? I fucked your son and I passed him around to my brother.
I fucked your ex-wife. I'm fucking you.
I fucked your dead wife.
I'm going to go after your mother. I'm going after everybody,
man,
I can get. This could turn into a war.
What if Steve Harvey goes after like his youngest children?
It could get
He's
crazy.
Like, I'll go to jail. I don't give a fuck.
What if Cedric the Entertainer gets involved?
Dude, how weird would it be if the Diddy's go on Family Feud and Diddy marries his daughter?
What if it's the Diddy's versus the Harveys and Steve Harvey's the host and play?
Harvey will beat the shit out of Diddy.
Well, I think that he'd be inside jobs. He works on the show.
I think Harvey would pound Diddy to the ground.
He's a bigger guy.
Well, and he's got a lot of rage. He's older, though. A lot older.
He'll wear that fedora, though.
Yeah, he'll fucking smother you with that stash.
He'll choke you out with it.
Fedora the Explorer?
That's a new show.
Yeah, it's just a hat.
That goes around exploring
Mexican accent.
Gentlemen's clubs.
Does she have an accent in that? Where is she?
The live action
Ecuadorian?
Movie? It's bizarre they're making a live action movie.
It's already out.
It's just crazy though. And she's like doing like crazy stunts and stuff.
Yeah. What does she? Is she Mexican?
I think Mexican was always my understanding.
Did she have an accent?
Yes,
she did.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she had a monkey and a backpack. I'm not that familiar with that.
I think it was a little little after our time.
Yeah,
as
before
children.
Before Baby Barb.
I was out fucking all of my dad's ex girlfriends. So I didn't have time.
You went the opposite.
I went the other. I go, Dad, give me the names, numbers. I want them right now.
You're married, so you don't need these ladies. You don't need them long term. I need them.
They've had the old bull.
Now they want the young calf. I got a letter, or aka an email, I should say.
How's that letter doing?
From Dan. And this is updating the ongoing seagull travesty in England.
Oh, really?
He said, "Howdy, fellas. I believe this is an acceptable American greeting." He lives in England.
Okay.
I also sent this email to the Beach Cops address first, as I could not remember this address.
Oh,
lovely.
Did he? But I haven't checked the Beach Cops since Melvin Moyville's dating profile. Okay, we'll start checking it from now on. I didn't realize people were actually sending stuff to it.
But the lovely Facebook community pointed me in this direction. Thank you, gentlemen and ladies. So having listened to the latest pod, I want to chime in on the seagull cunts. Living in a small coastal town called Lowestoft in England, UK.
Is that low? It's almost like Lodi in Stockton.
Yeah, it's the 209
of
England.
It's a sister city.
The most easterly point of the island, to be precise, if anyone out there is trying to put a tack on their map of where this would be.
Here, the whole time in my head when you started this, I was like, this guy's west side of the island.
You're wrong. You're wrong.
Now I look like an idiot.
He has beef with the west side of the island, east-west coast. Living, growing up around seagulls is pretty common, being a seaside town. Being woken at 4 in the morning most days because of horny seagulls is not something you ever get used to, but we just have to deal with it.
Oh, that would suck, man. 4 in the fucking morning, that's worse than a rooster.
Yeah.
At least the rooster waits for the sun to come up.
It is odd that the rooster has a reputation, but the seagulls are loud.
Well,
I can confirm over the past 10 years, these flying dogs have got vehemently bigger and much more aggressive in their approach to the public.
Do you think that it's because all of the shit that we flush down the drain, like... all of the
meat and the
drugs and all this stuff.
But what about like meat that's been like genetically enhanced?
I did see a seagull eat a fucking rat. Or no, ate another bird. I saw a video somebody sent with a seagull ate another bird.
I saw a seagull eat a small man.
I saw someone suck my dick.
He says, as Lowestoft was once a bustling fishing port, seagulls were far less violent as all the tugboats. Not boats to go have a tug on. Thank
are those
you for that clarification?
Are those rubbing tugboats?
He just said not boats to go have a tug on.
Oh, okay.
Would attract all the seagulls out at sea to provide a nice fishy meal, but as the seas of Britain, especially the east coast of Britain, have been overfished, fishing industry's gone to shit. Therefore, driving the seagulls into the town more looking for food.
Oh, so this is a byproduct of overfishing.
Yeah,
these fucking cunt seagulls. His words, not mine.
Yes, alleged cunts.
Are now coming into town to steal our food. This is going to be a war.
Yeah, he said, as this happened more, people began feeding them all kinds of crap, the stupid fucking idiots. Now these things are practically vermin amongst pigeons, and the town just reeks of seagull shit.
Ugh.
Also, I can confirm their size has increased to that of an average-sized pooch, say of a terrier. Not big enough to leave a 5-pound turd, but of a size just nice enough to take a swing kick to the abdomen and launch a few fair meters. As a kid, I also remember how timid all flying twats were. You would barely look at them from a distance, and they would freak out and fly off. Now, we practically trip over them on the daily as they act like we're walking on their territory. I hate seagulls. Sadly, they are protected. As for moving...
They're protected?
Yeah.
Why? Are they endangered?
They must be.
No, what the... you can't even put your bike outside without one of these things shitting on the seat.
Yeah, he says, as for moving as far in as London, it is a bit more peculiar, although I would say having the River Thames in the middle of it probably helps. Anywho, cheers. Also, I forgot to mention on the email I sent to Beach Cops that you didn't check, I was recently swooped upon by a seagull only last week when joining my family on the beach on my way home from work. I literally locked my bike up, walked onto the beach, and within seconds, I had a very territorial seagull swooping on me and missing me by a couple of inches, about 5 times in a row. My partner, yes, we use that term commonly, as it's a more adult way of saying boyfriend or girlfriend. Remember in the story I said that?
Yeah.
Stated that this seagull had it in for males, as it had only been swooping on male passerby and no females.
Wow.
Dan, the G-Virus Beavers name can be fully used. I don't care. You guys also rule. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, man.
That's a thorough follow-up.
Dude, this is happening all over.
Yeah. It's a big problem.
We're... I don't know who to blame here. I mean, it's us because we're fucking. We're, it's like when we feed these bears and they climb into our fucking cars. If you're in this town, you can't even have a convertible and leave the top down.
You can't.
Seagulls will take dumps in it.
You can't. Well, they'll be in there rummaging through your glove box.
Like, look,
your,
at the, look at this guy's
you
got.
May, you may leave some crumbs in there.
Eating condoms.
It'd be a horrible if someone did have a convertible and you didn't like them, just sprinkling a lot of crumbs and shit in that car.
Oh, just put fucking.
And then the guy comes back.
Just bring like Burger King and just spill it all over the fuck. Put a bunch of fries in the front
just
seat.
Covered like angry seagulls are in there and the guy can't get
that's
in his own
terrible.
Car.
Terrible.
Yeah.
It's, dude, it's happening everywhere. Have you seen that fucking guy at Yellowstone that there was a buffalo like right by the railing?
Some guy pet it.
Yeah. Some fucking idiot. It's
a
real pet
a lot of people petting those animals.
You see that lady that got fucking hurled through the air?
Yeah. Was she a teenager?
Yeah.
She was young.
Do you know that now there's all these places in the world that have to fucking, that are literally shutting down? You know Banff National Park that we went, where I went with Ari?
Randy
and
Banff?
The Edge? No, up in Canada. You know that they closed down in 2017 because there were so many fucking Instagram people there taking photos? They closed the fucking park.
There's a place in, what country is it? Croatia, that they filmed Game of Thrones, and so they say it's so overtaken with tourists just recreating.
That they have to shut it down?
Not shut it down, but they're like, the people from the town are like, it's fucking crazy.
There's a place in Paris where they're building a gate to keep them out of a fucking, out of a neighborhood, because there's so many assholes, because somebody filmed a, took a photo, and now everybody wants to take that same photo. Justin Bieber filmed a fucking music video in Iceland. And now there's so many fucking tourists that go to this spot that they're like we might not allow people to come here anymore.
Who cares? I don't get that.
Yeah, but it's great, dude. All these people falling off fucking shit.
But I don't get like, well, you're pictures. Like, the Beeb was here. I got to go there. Who gives a fuck?
Because
go to your own place.
Nobody knew it existed, I guess, except people that like to travel.
It's weird because the town probably could use the money, the tourism money, but also like we don't need this.
It's
headache.
A slippery slope with that. Yeah. It's like Venice, Italy.
It's like Venice, L.A.
Look what happened to it.
Venice, L.A. Guys like a former friend of ours.
Yeah.
Still haven't heard from him. Disappointing.
Someone got to him.
Yeah.
I think he's somebody like whoever got to Jeffrey Epstein may have gotten to Bushman
first. Let me tell you, the Danish should only own Bushman, bro. It's not what it seems.
Yeah.
There never was a Bushman.
Yeah, the Bushman's a fucking, he's a spook, bro.
He's a
Jesus
CIA, Christ.
That's
yeah.
CIA, bro.
Get out of here with the.
Speaking of that, it's time for us to get into this. Speaking of conspiracies, I was told Howie Moon is not Scott. I've been all sorts of conflicting reports.
Sounds like you got sucked into some sort of
subplot. I don't know what's going on.
Well, anyway, on that seagull thing, one last thing.
Yeah.
We're literally, we got the turkeys, we got the seagulls. We're getting close to the birds.
It's a War of the Birds.
The movie The Birds might become a real deal.
It's the movie War of the Worlds and the Birds together, War of the Birds.
What would be scarier for you? If you had to live in the movie The Planet of the Apes or you had to live in the movie The Birds?
I would say Planet of the Apes just because they can do more damage, but The Birds is not far below. It's a 1A, 1B.
Planet of the Apes, you could reason with them. You could talk to them.
Yeah,
you're also a hairy guy.
It's true. I could if I like just maybe get in there. Maybe start shaving my body and letting it accumulate.
Yeah.
Maybe taking some clippings from my manscaping from Manscaped.
Yeah.
And gluing it to my body. Yeah, maybe birds. I don't know. It's a tough call.
I don't know. I would take the birds. I'll beat the fuck out of those birds.
Speaking of animals, it's time to get, we got to get the show back on track. It's been too long since we've been down this road.
Let me guess. Is it somebody fucking, is this the lady who said that she fucks dogs?
It might be.
I hope so, because I love this lady.
Oh, the lady on, no, on TikTok?
Yeah.
That was the Mayor Appleby sent us that, some fucking weirdo being like.
Was that real?
I don't know. I don't know what to make. TikTok, it's a new game to me. I don't really know what to make of these clips he's sending me. They're insane.
TikTok. I don't know how it differs from all the other stuff. I guess anything goes there.
Yeah.
I heard it was music-based. Originally, that's how it started out.
Yeah, I don't really get what it is. But, there's some way.
It's just like Vine and the other stuff.
What'd she say? Like, yeah, you guys are all saying you don't fuck dogs? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Something like that.
She's saying basically everybody's fucking dogs. All women are fucking dogs, and she fucks dogs.
Well, this woman in this story may go to prove her right. This is from Howie Boy Moon, a.k.a. Jeremy, not the artist formerly
known
as Scott.
A.k.a. Not Scott.
Not Scott.
He should go by Not Scott.
Yeah, Not Scott. Not Scott the Hopscotch.
Howard Not Scott.
not Scott Farms. This is from the Daily Mail. And I think to keep up as the number one BC Audio podcast, we do have to every so often do these stories just to keep our title.
I mean, I think I don't mind doing a full hour and a half of all these stories all the time.
Lady in Brooklyn, Brooklyn woman.
Is it Brooklyn, New York?
Yeah, Brooklyn, New York. Daniel Hugh, 20, arrested after her roommate, Taylor Goldenberg, 24, told police that she witnessed her roommate fucking her dog. Oh, no, excuse me. Forcing her dog to give her oral sex.
So bestiality has now hit the big city.
Yeah.
Used to just be a small city problem.
So this is Taylor Goldenberg's dog, and Danielle's the roommate. And so she caught it on camera. Filmed it.
Candid camera?
Is that illegal to film it?
No. Not if you are on the lease.
She set up a motion sensor nanny cam.
Just
to try to
only she wasn't catching she wasn't trying to catch nannies. Did she suspect that this dog had been kind of going wild on the beaver of her roommate?
Must have been. Maybe the dog just would not come near her anymore. She's going over to her.
She's
all
constantly
the time.
Licking her. She's like, I don't have anything to put in my pussy that you could eat out of it.
This lady allegedly forced the dog named Colton, which is a Pomeranian Shiba Inu mix, to perform oral sex in her housemate's bedroom.
Pomeranian?
Yeah.
What, by the way, do you think that eating out...
Here's the lady does not seem like a very normal person.
Oof. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Who's that? Aquafina's fucking institutionalized sister?
Looks like a child
Jesus
with
Christ.
Blue cotton candy hair.
She
but
looks
has,
like a from a horror movie.
Has an insane gaze in the eyes. Looks dead
like,
eyes.
Looks like a Japanese anime character.
She claimed that she wasn't wearing any pants, but did have undies on. She also said she did not receive any pleasure from the act when confronted by her roommate.
Oh, so there
she's like,
it
I
doesn't
did it.
Count.
Yeah, I did it, but I didn't come and I didn't like it.
Is it only bestiality if you come?
I think that's a new bumper sticker.
By the way, the term eating out, you know, because technically you're not actually eating anything. Do you think that it may have come from having an animal eat something out of? Because animals aren't just going to go to the vagina. You got to put something there to entice them.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Maybe that term is actually an old school bestiality term.
That'll be Barb's week assignment this week to research. That.
What's the origins of eating someone out?
Write me a brief. Okay. She also branded it a she said in quotes, it was a bizarre accident.
Is that Zerk's Supper?
Yeah.
Said it was a bizarre accident.
Just a crazy accident.
Dude, yeah, I was walking along.
And the dog fell right into my pussy. And
I kept my hand behind its head the
whole
time.
And we stayed that way for about an hour and a half.
And I didn't like a minute of it.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I'm suing your dog.
Yeah, we should put up signs that this could happen in our apartment.
If this lady were smart, you know what she would play? She would say here, she'd play it like this. I want the dog put down because he attacked me.
Maybe it's a dog rape. Although it's a small dog, but who knows? Maybe she was frozen.
If anybody is out there, if they ever get caught doing bestiality, demand to have the dog put down right away, say it attacked you.
She said she would never engage in a sexual act knowingly with an animal.
Knowingly?
Yeah, so I guess.
Dude, this lady is full of. She's like, I didn't enjoy it. Knowingly?
Why would you even try to lie about it?
This lady's like a lot of legal loopholes being thrown out.
She may be in law school. She told the police.
Law school? That lady just got out of fucking Bellevue.
She looks like an off duty clown with that hair.
Duty is right.
She told police that she loved the dog, although the two had their differences in the past. Look, we had problems.
Did she really say that?
That's what this says. Look, we've had our issues.
Let's mend some fences here.
We've never been better now. It licked my pussy. It was a crazy accident. I don't get why you're trying to arrest me.
I didn't enjoy it. I would never knowingly let him.
I was wearing panties.
I unknowingly let him, though.
Judge released her without bail after a brief arraignment.
Yeah, he's like, look, the problem here is that you're sick. No jail's going to fucking help this lady.
The roommate, the one who caught her, said, I'm just happy I'm safe. The dogs are safe. I'm just hoping that this helps other people be aware that you never know who you live with.
She had multiple dogs.
Clearly just has mental issues. I hope she gets the help she needs. The roommate claimed she knew that something wasn't right about her roommate. She had, I have my suspicions. This is the worst case scenario. Like, what do you think her suspicions were? Like, she's just a little off, but like, then she's like, oh.
Dude, I can look at that lady in an interview and been like, here's the problem. Sometimes you can profile people. This lady?
Yeah.
She looks like a fucking...
You have your suspicions? I have my... I'm 100% certain this lady ain't right.
She looks like an X-Men reject.
Yeah, she looks like I don't even know if Halloween Horrors would take her. She's too scary without makeup. They're like,
she looks like the girl from The Ring if she had blue hair.
Yeah, it's she has a look that's it's haunting.
She has a look that goes, look, I would definitely fuck your dogs.
She has, well, she has a tattoo that says dog fucker visible on her neck.
So this lady's she's looking for a roommate, I take it.
Yeah, well, a roommate in prison.
Dude, hey, mom, is she single?
You have a child. So what if you found out that your child had sex with an animal? I mean, what do you do in that situation?
Yeah, it's not good.
What would you rather have here? That's something worse. I mean, of all the things that you could have your child be into, if that were what they were into, oh fuck, I don't know what you do.
When it's like, how do you keep the relationship going when you know, like, it's, I don't think you can do that and be like, all right, well, I dealt with it, now I'm back to being better.
Yeah, it's,
I'm
like, you know, dad, I got a date with a Doberman later.
Yeah, you just I don't know, you hope for the best. It's a scary world out there.
Yeah.
If you have kids, you know what I'm saying.
Man, it's just not just keeping them safe, but you hope that they don't get into animals too in a physical way.
Let's stick in the world of dogs here. This is an interesting one. This is also from Howie Moon, not Scott.
Not Scott.
Jeremy, the Moon Man.
Call him the Moon Man.
This is the Aspen Times. Also canine related. There's a place called the Roaring Fork Valley. It's a great name. So I guess dogs in this area in Colorado, they found another way to get high other than...
Dogs found another way to get
they're
high?
They're eating human duty, tainted with marijuana.
Wait, because they like getting high?
I don't know.
Or they... You said another way to get high?
What the joke was, it says, other than the boring break-in of edibles at home. Hi-o.
Oh, okay. Well, but they're great humor.
They're eating in the paper. Marijuana tainted duty. I'm assuming of people camping.
Yeah, I mean, or homeless guys on the taking dumps on the street.
I've been taking shits in the Roaring Fork Valley for years.
Is this really a big issue?
These dogs can't drive anymore. Some of them may be service animals. They're not doing their jobs.
Some of them got real lazy. Hey-o.
They're eating Doritos. Hey-o. Dr. Scott Dolganow, who owns Valley Emergency Pet Care in Basalt, not Bath Salts, but Basalt or Basalt, said he's seeing anywhere between 3 and 10 dogs a week that come in with marijuana toxicity.
Shut up.
These are getting fucked up.
What does he do? What does he treat them with?
He's like, rest up and...
Dude, get out of here.
Sleep it off. His working theory is these dogs are eating human duty that have enough THC in it to carry over for a second high, and that they're finding these piles of pot-laced duty on trails and in campgrounds.
Dude, if you're eating human duty, then you get what you deserve. I mean, is that the least of your worries, is getting high?
Yeah, I mean, people are letting these duty breath dogs lick their mouths and kiss them. And
dude, that's why that lady, she let that dog lick her hands and she had a cut. She had all her hands cut off and her feet.
Dude, this
lady.
Because
things have duty all over them.
The psycho in the first one let the dog lick her pussy because she could get it ripped off.
That's the weird thing about Big Earl. Doesn't like ass talk or ass play.
Be cool.
But he has a dog that licks its own ass and licks his face.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the opposite. I'll talk about it. But I don't want any dogs licking me.
This doctor says 70 to 80% of people say they have no idea where their dogs got it, but they say they were out on a trail or camping. I can't believe that the owners are lying. Rebecca
can't
Cole.
Believe he thinks the owners are lying.
He said, I can't believe that they're lying. Maybe where they were.
Maybe the owners are taking dumps right into their mouth.
Or maybe they're shotgunning that weed in their face.
Also, who cares? The dog gets high. What the fuck's the problem here?
I heard in Stockton, the dogs are mandatory. Every dog has to be high.
I heard that instead of having those, did you ever have the mosquito sprayers that would come through your neighborhood?
I don't know.
We had fog machines that would be on the back of trucks
probably
and they would spray.
Probably not good for
you. No, but in Stockton, it's all marijuana smoke at night. It's just blowing into the neighborhoods.
And it's coming out of the Diaz brothers' cars.
Street after street.
Rebecca Cole, the owner of Marty, a 2-year-old cattle dog mix, I don't even know what that is, got into something on the No Problem Joe Trail. What the fuck are these names?
Yeah, I got news for you. I think everyone who's writing these trailheads ate human shit because they're high as fuck.
After spending part of the day on the trails, she noticed Marty acting strangely, staggering, throwing up, peeing on the floor, generally out of it. This guy was really freaking out. He was crashed out. I had to carry him to the vet. I literally walked in the door and they said he was high. I couldn't believe it because I don't have anything in my house.
Ooh.
She said she saw Marty with a chunk of something in his mouth on the trail.
It was a chunk of duty, you fucking idiot.
Oh, look at Marty over there playing with that calcified bone.
Hey, Marty, it's dinner time. I got your favorite piles of human shit.
Don't worry, I put some marijuana in there for you.
It's good calcium.
I put some chunks of beef
God
in there.
God damn.
We should do a commercial about dogs eating shit in the can.
Your dogs like to eat shit when they're out hiking. Now they can eat it at home.
This is organic shit, grass-fed.
No,
humans.
All of these shits have been checked for drugs. They're all clean.
She says most. The doctor said most dogs will eat human feces given the opportunity. So you got to watch out for that.
Well, let's give them that opportunity.
They're all waiting for it.
Also, how many people are... I do a lot of hiking. I don't see a lot of dumps on the side of the trail. What is this, a favorite shitting spot?
It must be. The doctor...
Oh, I got to take a shit. I'm heading down to the fucking... What is it? Something Forks?
The Roaring Fork Valley.
Yeah, I'm heading down to Roaring Fork Valley to take a dump.
Roaring Pork Valley.
What a fucking joke.
The doctor also owns a vet clinic in Moab near a lot of camping areas. Said there are too many instances of dogs coming in with THC toxicity symptoms after being outside to not think human feces is the source. This guy has this crazy theory. He must be talking about this to everybody. He's like,
get him on tinfoil hat.
His wife's like, stop bringing this up at dinner parties. Our invites have gone way down.
I'm trying to save lives here.
I'm settling a case. I need to figure out why these dogs are high.
It's the case of the century.
Do you think anyone is like, this is why you can't legalize marijuana? These dogs are fucked up on the human duty.
Some politician will take this and be like, oh, wait till mushrooms become legal everywhere.
I'm going to be the president. I'm going to do it.
And people are shitting in the woods and these dogs are going to be tripping.
The new saying is they're like, you know, when you're like, there's a bear shit in the woods. The new saying is, do dogs get high off human shit in Colorado? Yeah.
Do dogs eat shit that laced with marijuana in the woods?
If you're homeless, you may want to head to these hiking trails, pack up a bowl of some human shit, light it
smoke
up.
Smoke it.
Yeah, smoke it. Smoke it in.
Or just get some hot dog buns and smear the shit on that. Hey, it turns out desperate you are. What about the animals? So what about, are there other animals that eat human shit? Bears?
I don't know.
The piss-drinking monkey?
This guy says it's unlikely that many... I can't stop talking about this. It's unlikely that many people toss an edible or a roach on the side of the trail. It also makes sense from a level of toxicity. We see this guy's like, I'm right. Did somebody tell me
Like, we don't care, you fucking idiot.
The phenomenon is also occurring in places like San Fran, where there's a high population of homeless people who are shitting in parks.
How many... I mean... What about, wouldn't heroin be? Is the heroin accumulating
your
shit?
You got a shit-eating dog. You got to get it. Just got to put it down. It's over.
Slit its throat night. Walk up to it and just cut its throat.
The world is just covered in shit. The dog's never going to get rid of the taste for it.
I didn't know the dogs like shit that much. I'll get rid of my toilet. Just get a dog.
Yeah, just right into its mouth.
I'll just shit into a bucket. Just there you go.
Oh, is that a dog bidet? You just go right into its mouth.
Yeah.
If I saw a dog eating shit, I think I would throw up.
So I had a dog... it was my brother's dog, technically, but it was a family dog. And when every time we brought him out to the farm, he would just scoop up sheep shit like it was like it was a sale price on ice cream.
Jesus.
He was just slurping it up, dude.
How do dogs...
Slurping
it. How do they have so much better stomachs than us?
I can still picture it to this day. This is one of the more horrifying things I experienced on the farm.
Was his name DeWitt?
Dude, he would get so full he couldn't even eat any more shit.
He couldn't eat any food.
Hey, we're like, don't spoil your dinner eating all this sheep shit.
You saved hundreds on dog food.
It sounds like a commercial.
It says oftentimes there's not much vets can do. So if your dog gets high, the owners have to let your dog ride it out.
Dude, do you remember when you didn't take your dog to the vet you never took your dog to the vet unless there was like it needed stitches or it got in a fight or something. You would normally never take a dog to a vet. Now they're taking them for everything.
It says in more severe cases, dogs are either sedated or treated with IV fluids. Not sure what
that's... Oh, my God. What is that going to do?
What's your dog hungover?
I'll tell you what it does. It gets this guy a fucking brand new Porsche.
That's what...
From fucking how much it costs, probably.
This guy's making this up to get money. He added that when he's hiking Hunter Creek, he notices human duty just off the trail on a regular basis.
What is this guy eating it to?
Yeah, he's been high a couple times.
I think people have seen him out there with a bib and a fork and a knife.
Price Hadley... The ranger supervisor for Pitkin County Open Space and Trails. Quite a name. said he's not seen evidence of human duty in open space. He's denying
this guy's out there every the fucking day. This vet is a duty obsession. He's into scat.
Maybe he's shitting and he's blaming the dogs because they're onto him. The feds are coming onto his trail.
Dude, so this guy who's a vet, he goes out there every once in a while versus the guy who's out there every day. This is his goddamn job, says I never see shit out there.
The ranger dude says, obviously, we encourage people to follow the leave no trace principles in the backcountry, and we established
leave no streaks.
And use established facilities in the front country. Is this like a front? Is this a joke about
liquor in the front, poker in the rear?
The woman whose dog got high, she said, it was scary. I want people to pick up their poop.
Hey, fuck you, lady.
One
That's what I'd say. You know what? Your dog got high. Probably had the best time of his life.
Someone said dogs are weird, and this lady named Zoe said, you're an idiot, straight up. Clearly you've never had a dog, and whatever you do, please never get one. You are definitely not an animal person and should never be trusted at all. What the fuck?
Why?
Who responds to that? Because
why? Someone said dogs are weird?
And then she went nuts.
Wait, what's her name again?
Zoe.
What a fucking
what
bitch.
A maniac. Who the fuck goes crazy? What if a guy loves dogs, and he's like, they're weird. I love them, but they're weird
what
animals.
What a fucking weirdo.
So that whole article about dogs eating shit. You can't say dogs are weird?
Yeah.
She's like, you go to hell.
Is that what she said?
No, I said, you can't be trusted at all.
What a fucking... There was that YouTube lady who beat the shit out of her dog and accidentally uploaded it. That lady should be have her animals taken away, but if someone calls a dog's weird...
A lot of YouTube weird stuff going on lately.
Yeah.
Lady who got murdered and thrown in a suitcase.
Yeah, it's fucking...
Some lady was missing.
Yeah, for 10 days.
A lot of bizarre stuff going on.
Why would you... What a fucking cunt.
Yeah, it's odd to... It's weird to read a comment.
What a psycho.
And to be triggered so heavily.
That lady fucks her dog, probably.
Maybe she has blue hair and the gaze of a... maniac.
Who goes that crazy?
And in a comment, it's not even like someone saying it to your face. It's just some random person.
Dogs are weird.
It's just it's all they said. He didn't say like they should be killed. He said they're weird. It's a weird creature. It's like people are like they're so smart, but yet they love eating shit. So they're not that smart.
No. How does their system digest it and not get sick?
That's what
sick?
I'm saying. Is like how they their stomachs are. How they're so much better than ours. Like it could kill you.
I know, but then shit that kills dogs, it doesn't kill us.
I mean, chocolate. They can't have chocolate, but they can eat the shit.
Yeah.
But we can eat the chocolate, but we can't eat the shit.
Sometimes I put Hershey's Kisses in my shit.
But DeWitt.
Throw it out the window.
DeWitt can eat the shit. He's too...
He's got a dog stomach.
He had it surgically put in his body.
So he could handle the duty from eating ass?
He would get so pissed if he heard this.
He's sitting right there. He's nodding his head in approval.
We just have him here as a researcher.
Yeah, he's saying, oh, cool. Yeah, you can talk about it.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Is that way I can do a DeWitt.
Yeah.
Someone needs to get a good DeWitt impression.
There's a lot of DeWitt impressionists.
So that we can say whatever we want. So we can have him say whatever we want.
Speaking of which, I got to play some new fake Azeezy sound bites in a minute.
Is it that one from the radio?
Yeah.
Oh,
before we do that.
Dude, these are accumulating, by the way.
Oh, there's
a lot of them.
It's like our theme song. It's maybe the most common voice in the U.S.
We got to get him on to pick which one is him.
Or which his favorite is. Who he anoints as the best friend Azeezy.
I bet he can't tell himself from the rest.
He's going to be so fake.
And you know how that's going to go.
Yeah, I do.
I have a feeling that he won't be able to tell himself from the pack.
Let's get into some Manscaped. Number one, men's.
Wait, hold on.
Below.
Oh, yeah.
The belt.
That's true.
Grooming.
Yes.
If you're going below the belt and you're grooming, go with the number one. Why go with the number 15 or
and
18?
If you don't know what he's talking about, below the belt, he means your nutsack.
Yeah, I'm talking about that.
Those pubers.
As the old school song said, all in your nutsack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Say your special lady left you. Guess what?
Or your special man.
Shave your sack, get her back.
Oh, wow.
That's my new slogan.
That's O'Neal's running on that in 2020.
Shave your sack, get her back.
I mean, there have been plenty of times in my life, February 15th, 2014, I nicked my ball sack so bad I couldn't go on a date. I had to stay home.
A day after Valentine's Day?
Day after. And the woman who I was at the time with was suspicious, thought I was seeing other ladies, never talked to me again.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I had, mine looked like a cat had... I got in a fight with a cat of my genitals.
And you talk.
It was just scratched up, ripped up.
Jeez.
Nobody wanted to touch me. They thought I was diseased. Nobody wanted to suck it. Nobody wanted to touch it.
You asked me about if I feared apes or birds. My fear of nicking my sack is maybe number one above all of that. So get rid of that fear and use Manscaped because you're not going to nick that sack.
It's the number one fear of all men. Here are the list of fears. Number one, nicking your sack while you're shaving.
Yeah.
So number two, Manscaped. Nuclear war.
Yeah.
Number
Manscaped
three,
can't do much for that to my knowledge.
Number three, tsunamis.
So we have one of those items you can fight against.
These knock it Manscaped off your list right now.
We got we both received the Perfect Package 2.0 kit. We got the Lawnmower 2.0 skin safe technology. By the way, I have Courtney, prior to living with me, I think had no clue how much maintenance goes into a man who's as hairy as me, how much it goes into it. But I get embarrassed because a lot of my trimmers are loud. The Manscaped?
Super quiet.
Quiet. I know. It's like a cat. No one even knows what you're doing.
I shaved my balls on a plane with somebody asleep right next to me.
I went to a public library where no one's allowed to talk. No one heard it.
No.
It purrs like a kitten. It's unbelievable.
I heard a guy who had a respiratory problem got yelled at that. I was at that library with you.
And you can use this thing in the shower. It's not going to nick or snag your ball sacker. 100% waterproof. You can use it in a baby. But if you get a pool from like Target, you can go in your backyard.
You can go in the community pool.
Yeah.
Remember when that lady was shaving her legs outside the pool and got yelled at many episodes ago? Yeah. Guess what? If she were underwater with an electric trimmer, nobody would know.
Don't use the same trimmer on your face that you're using on your sacker. Your balls are going to thank you for this. Mine actually has said to me many times. They've started talking. They said, thank you.
You should see those flowers right there? Yeah. My nuts sent them to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
How about this? You'd be nuts not to shave your nuts with this.
You're just a slow. You're a real, real madman over there.
Yeah. Shave your sack. Get her back. You'd be nuts not to shave your nuts with this.
Get 20% off the Perfect Package 2.0 kit. Free shipping and a free travel bag with the code DNO. That's D-A-N-D-O at manscaped.com. Get precision tools for the family jewels at manscaped.com using the code D-A-N-D-O.
That's D-A-N-D-O.
Oh, yeah.
D, the word, and then O.
Shave that sacker.
Manscaped.
Shave the sacker.
I like when we get a product that we can actually get behind.
Yeah.
Some of the other stuff that we've had that we don't have anymore, I never used.
Yeah.
But I also use BetDSI, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, you do. If you were betting on the fights last night.
Dude, what is up with all these fucking fights?
It's too many.
Every week now.
Well, last night's card, it was just like what used to be called fight night. There's no one on it.
There was nobody. It was Carmooch.
Carmooch the Muff.
Yeah. Munch the Mooch.
Punch drunk reference. Get on BetDSI. Use the promo code DO101 for all your bets, all your family's bets. Hopefully they're over 18. They should be if you're going to be betting.
Yeah.
You can bet on MMA, baseball season, football's coming back. I don't know if you can bet on preseason football. You probably can.
Have you seen that?
It'd be a real degenerate to do it.
Have you seen that documentary called Screwball on Netflix?
I have not.
About the PEDs in baseball? It's pretty good.
Saw a guy, Pan Am Bowling, got caught with PEDs.
Shut up, seriously.
Yeah, the U.S. guy won because that guy got eliminated because of it. Who does PEDs for bowling?
I mean, isn't it more of a precision game than power?
That's what I would think. Maybe he had a wrist injury that he needed to heal up
fast. I think it could be a shoulder problem. I could see you having some real shoulder
issues.
Maybe
some aches and pains.
I could see you having a ton of injuries from bowling. The repetitive nature of bowling, throwing a fucking 12-pound ball down there.
Not sure if you can bet on the professional bowling, but check it out.
Yeah,
get on BetDSI, the website. Look at what you can bet on. And you can use it on your phone.
Bet that big fight, dude. Diaz versus fucking Pettis.
Yeah, I'm going to be out of town for that, but Courtney and I are trying to we're going to try to arrange.
What is that, September?
No, that's like in a week.
It's in a week?
Next, not this Saturday. No, this coming Saturday, yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Jesus Christ, get on there.
It's also Cormier versus Stipe, too.
Oh, man. All right.
Electric Boogaloo.
Here's my picks now, so you guys can get your bets in on BetDSI.
The opposite.
Promo code DO101.
Hashtag bet opposite O'Neal.
I got Stipe, and I got Diaz.
Okay.
Even though I think Pettis, I still got. No, I'm sticking with this. I got Stipe, I got Pettis. I got Diaz.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Get on BetDSI, promo code DO101, guys. There you go.
Do it to it.
Yeah. So there it is. This got sent to me to Brandon. I believe it's Brandon's 30th birthday. Happy birthday, Brandon. You're a smart boy.
He's a handsome boy.
You're a handsome boy. You're a smart boy. And watch that ice machine. Is this from Vice? This came to me a while ago.
Oh, wait. Sorry, because you brought that up. You know, because Avery just had a new trial denied by the judge.
Yes.
And I was looking up some of all the shit that they left out of documentary. Did you know they bought leg irons and those handcuffs like a week before, and he had bragged to people in prison that he was going to fucking torture a woman?
Really?
Yeah.
Stevie?
This is what I had read.
Whoa.
On a deep dive.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so...
What about the Das Man?
Das Man just could have been roped in anything at that point.
Oh, boy.
So I don't know. But the judge denied him a new trial. So I don't know, man. I... certain people that I know that may or may not be related to me definitely believe that they're all guilty as fuck.
Jeez.
And now I think I'm in their boat.
Whoa.
So.
Jeez.
Okay.
So shifting gears. This is from Vice. This has been sitting on this one for a while, but it's time to let it out to the world.
By the way, this is all allegedly with the Stephen Avery. This is what I read.
Yes. As is this allegedly. So Vulture, this is from Vice, but Vulture released a new oral history about Vincent D'Onofrio and his role as the giant cockroach in the original Men in Black.
Men in Black?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
It says it's packed with stories from D'Onofrio and the film's director, Barry Sonnenfeld, about how the movie came together, why it wound up being exponentially better than it had any right to be. But the best anecdote from the entire article, according to this Vice article, is by far this tidbit. So this is all, this is everything he said.
Is this from Rip Torn?
No, this is from D'Onofrio.
Okay.
Tommy Lee Jones, and Will Smith have such good chemistry. It says, are there any fun stories you haven't shared about them from the set? So this is the director. He said, Will has really nasty farts. There's a scene where he and Tommy Lee are driving through the Midtown Tunnel, and the car goes upside down, and they're driving on the ceiling. So we had a rig to put Will and Tommy into the car body. Then we had to seal that and turn the rig upside down on a green screen stage in Manhattan. By the time you'd seal it, turn it upside down to make sure it was safe, it was about 10 minutes worth of work. We finally got it upside down. We're ready to shoot. We hear Will say, oh, Jesus, I'm so sorry, Tommy. Guys, get us out of here. Get us out. And we panicked and started to turn it around. And you hear Tommy say, no, Will, it's okay. And Will was like, no, it's not. Get us out. So he ripped one. Tommy Lee, what a
professional. Tommy Lee loves it.
What a professional.
Or maybe
Tommy Lee Jones.
Maybe he's a grade A shit sniffer.
Or he has no
Mammy.
Sense of,
Mammy.
Maybe he has no sense of smell.
You remember a little Eastbound and Down.
Who knew Will
you
Smith?
You a shit sniffer.
Will Smith, big old rippers and juicy
I could
farts.
See it. I bet he eats a lot of greens. And I bet So Tommy Lee's like, no. Keep it going. Maybe Tommy Lee was harnessing it for the scene.
Yeah, the director continued. He had farted so bad in this enclosed space. Tommy's a manly man. If you talk to him about intellectual things, he says, I'm just a rancher. So he played it cool. But man, as soon as we opened it up, Tommy was out of there. Wow.
I could see Tommy Lee Jones not being into it.
No.
You heard about him and Jim Carrey on the set, like Batman.
Yeah, doesn't he hate improvising?
He hated him just disgusted with Jim Carrey.
Why?
So I could see him. Because I think he thought he wasn't a real actor. And he also, Jim Carrey was the star of that movie, you know? So a lot of ego. But I could see him definitely being like, fuck this.
Yeah, that's no good. Especially when you're in an enclosed space. You got to have a little, you got to hold it in for, be a little uncomfortable for a little while. Maybe it was one of those ones, though, that just seeped out. He was trying to hold it in.
Sometimes when you get turned upside down, your farts go from your chest through your ass.
Was there a sequel? There was, right?
There was like 10 of them.
Was Tommy Lee Jones in all of them? Because he may have been like, I'm done. I can't work with this guy.
There were three. I believe there were three with Tommy Lee Jones. There was a new one that just came out. Men in Black 4, I believe. Might be 5.
Yeah, wasn't it one of the Hemsworths?
Yeah. Whichever Hemsworth.
The lady from Westworld, is that her?
Yeah.
I don't know her name.
It bombed. Needless to say. Probably because they didn't have Will Smith's farts to power them.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a lot of it. You don't know. You're like, there's something going on screen. I can't tell what it is, but it's unbelievable.
Do you think I could see Will Smith being into some like weird shit? And
fart-wise?
Just like eating weird shit, taking care of himself in a weird way.
I heard the guy who played Mr. Banks on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air used to hate his farts and threatened Will Smith many times. I heard, I'm going to kill you.
Carlton loved him.
He kept sniffing right from his
hole. He used to put a funnel up to his asshole and tape it to his mouth.
I heard James Painter once heard Will Smith fart and he started wafting it towards his face. And it's not that bad. I love it.
I was just watching Chappelle and he had a Painter bit.
Really?
The OJ bit.
He was doing Painter's voice.
He did Painter's voice. No, he did the OJ bit. He did along this bit about OJ Simpson. Everyone was like, oh my God, how could you talk to him? And he said, that man rushed for 11,000 yards.
Wow, Painter.
James Painter's bit. From
ahead of his time.
Yeah, years before.
I should have kept around.
Yeah. Matt Murray's like, you kill one little white bitch.
I'm Bill Guilty after masturbating. Speaking of farts, this is from Barb. Barb's on the fart beat. This is the BBC.
Fart beater?
Yeah.
It's like a wife beater.
So there was a government meeting in, is this Kenya? I think in, yeah.
What were they meeting about?
So a heated debate about market stalls. So that was what the government meeting was about. It was about, I think, probably if they're allowed, if they're not allowed, whatever you need. Was disrupted by a foul smell. And then furious finger pointing ensued about who was guilty of ripping one.
Dude, you could start a world war over farts.
Farts interrupted this government meeting.
And everyone's like, it was you! It was probably Zerk's upper.
Julius Gaia reportedly told Houma Bay County Assembly, Honorable Speaker, one of us has polluted the air, and I know who it is.
Honorable Speaker, one of us has polluted the air.
Dude, wait, this guy
in
might
Kenya,
be,
are this, farts not allowed?
This guy could be guilty with that sort of confidence.
Yeah.
Especially, yeah, I think they're Kenyan meetings, no fart policy.
If I were in Kenyan politics, I would have a fart fall guy. Like a guy that I always blame the farts on.
I know who it is. Even if you do, what are they going to do to him? Jail?
Oh,
they're
going to probably beat him.
They flog him?
Dude, I think it could be a serious sign of disrespect.
But the member he accused of farting is said to have replied, I am not the one. I cannot do such a thing in front of my colleagues.
He's incapable.
I heard he said, I am not the one who farted.
I heard that he did the Obi-Wan Kenobi. I am not. These are not the farts you're looking for.
Hoping to clear the air, Ohio, the Assembly Speaker Edwin Kakach then instructed...
Kaka? I would go with that guy.
Kakaka then instructed members... What if the honorable guy they're talking to was the perpetrator?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, oh, you are not the one because I am the one.
Easy defense, though. I'm not capable of doing this in front of you guys.
Yeah, I have
my, okay, move on to the
my
next.
My asshole's been sewed up for years. He instructed members to step outside and take a break. The fart was this disruptive.
Dude, man, I got to get into Kenyan politics. I could clear our fucking meeting out.
Was Will Smith in Kenya?
Yeah.
He may be researching a role as a Kenyan government worker.
It's weird. I'm sure Kenya isn't like the greatest smelling place in the world. Sure, there's a lot of livestock around and stuff.
Yeah, apparently they're...
Evidently, they're super sensitive.
We got to send Bear Girl over. Dude, oh.
Maybe, I mean, I don't know what the Kenyan diet is, but maybe it is like some super pungent ripper.
I mean, it's broke up a meeting that these people couldn't even fight through it.
Probably making headway on this, and then they had to fucking call a recess.
Reports also say he asked officials to bring in air fresheners to make it pleasant. These people were fucking dying.
Oh, dude,
I want to smell this fart that like changed the world.
Changed Kenya politics forever.
This was the fart that was smelled around the world.
Dude, what if they're probably going to have a new meeting on etiquette and things that you can and can't do.
This guy said, get whatever, this is in quotes, get whatever flavor you find in any office, whether it's vanilla or strawberry.
Those are the only two flavors they have.
I don't, it sounds like he hates one
like,
of those.
I'm
He's
so,
like, I don't care.
I'm so desperate, I'll take vanilla or strawberry.
I need to smell this fart to see how bad it is.
Oh, and it's not good.
He said, we cannot continue sitting in an environment that smells this bad.
What?
It said the smell is said to have subsided before any sprays were found, allowing the debate to continue. So, sounds like they really... They overreacted, but I don't know.
Maybe they didn't. We weren't there. How can you say that?
So let's.
Maybe they underreacted. Maybe people were puking.
I don't know if these type of things or these sort of dirty tricks are happening in U.S.
You know what, though?
Government meetings.
I have smelled a fart bad enough to make me throw up.
Was it your own?
No.
Your fart in Buffalo.
I don't think you're possible to have a fart of your own that makes you sick.
Your fart in Buffalo disgusted a 400-pound bouncer. He left the room. He was horrified.
Where was that?
Remember when then someone overflowed the toilet? And because of your farts, they all thought it was somebody in the green room. But we didn't do it.
They thought it was me. Red as easy even was like, oh, I didn't do it, man. I had farts. I didn't shit. Then that guy came clean a day later.
Well, Ren is easy as a quick gag reflex. So he was really.
I remember he walked out too.
He was feeling it. Jesus, O'Neill. Speaking of which, let's get to some Ren is easy audio.
Yeah.
Fake is easy of the week.
Yeah.
We got some new entries.
Which is the real is easy? That's the new game show.
Should we do all of them in a row?
Real Azizi. Let's hear the new one first.
The new one? I think we have two new ones.
Oh, two new ones?
Yeah, this is another football blogger, which is a popular Ren Azizi voice occupation.
Do you think that they copied him because of the league?
And because of his new betting podcast on All Things Comedy. Called Bet Me This Book.
Did you do that?
That was not me.
You're getting phantom farts.
Oh, wait. That was the Kenyans.
That was already it just passed through LA. It broke the fart barrier.
That's one for science to figure out.
Jesus Christ.
Here's a new fake is easy. Here it is.
8.1 The Hawk, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Cheryl, and I'm calling from Appalachian.
Cheryl, you are caller number 5. You know what that means?
Yes.
8.1 The Hawk, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name
is The Hawk.
That's a good one, dude.
And here's another fake is easy.
As well. But then to be able to compete outside of the conference, you know, they're able
that
to make
same
it
guy again or a different
playoff,
guy?
That seemed to be kind of the big issue. You know,
I mean, and I think it's starting to dawn on Sooners fans that I think they've had the most prolific.
So kind of transitioning into this year, you know, obviously, I don't want to focus solely on the defense. But
okay,
what the
pause it. What is that the same
is
football
it,
guy?
I don't know.
I think it is.
If it is.
Maybe, if that's a new one, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
How many Renazizis are there in the world? Right now we've had 5.
Yeah, at least 5.
Yeah.
But I mean, they're probably Renazizis in China that we haven't even thought about.
It's like, hey.
No, but they're speaking Chinese.
Bing bong.
We need Feng Chao on the case. Danish and O'Neill show warm-up act, and he is on the show.
He is on the show.
The basement.
He finally
Danish
made it.
O'Neill.
He seemed not happy about it, but he did it.
Yeah, he did such a good job that there's like a 1 out of probably 1,000 chance he may end up on this podcast. Because of his can-duty attitude.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't say it's that likely.
Oh, okay, so.
How many people sound like Ren Azizi?
It's a good question, and we're trying to figure it out. So far, we're at 5, but it's
5 dead ringers.
Keeps growing.
Enough that we should not invite Ren Azizi. We should invite his wife on the show. See if she can tell.
We should have some of these people call her.
Yeah.
And see if she can figure out which one her husband is.
Babe. He got it.
But he can't say anything specific.
Yeah.
He can't be like, I know we milk Tuesday and Friday.
Babe, what times are milking this week? What day?
And we'll have them all just say that. That's just the question.
I mean, don't worry. Can you imagine that? She's like, and she answers honestly.
She's like, Steve, we're not milking. We agreed to a week off. Damn it.
It's my vacation milk week. God. So I got to milk myself?
This is lactate week. Milk free.
Dude. I can't wait to have him on and listen to this. He'll love it.
Oh, he'll love it. If you're in Scotland.
He threatened our lives, by the way.
Yeah, he's not happy.
He threatened us. This fucking guy.
We're talking to a lawyer.
We're going to have to take him down.
If you're in Scotland, check him out. He's at the Edinburgh Comedy Festival. I'm not sure how much longer.
Edinburgh, you know, Cotton Festival?
Yeah. He'll be picking cotton at the Edinburgh Cotton Festival.
Yeah, and they'll be turning it into Q-tips and cotton balls.
Ari Shaffir will not be there this year.
It's gotten too big.
I ate some shit there last year. I got too high, so I'm not going back.
What about cow shit? That's what mushrooms grow on?
Yeah, I don't know.
So, what?
They call them patties. You can put it on a burger.
That's why they call them patties, because people used to eat them.
They grill them up.
You see them on buns.
Imagine it's someone you hated. Like, say you have a roommate you hate, and you just take a cow patty, put it in their George Foreman, heat it up.
What if you just took a cow patty that was kind of fresh, and you just pied them in the face with it?
Ugh. That'd Patty, please. Bad. Big Earl's ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, Patty, please put those titties away.
Oh, man.
They're too sloppy.
Those are, you need to register those with the local police. Those are weapons. Be cool. That's not my life anymore. That's the guy's new slogan.
That's not my wife anymore.
Oh, man. Be cool.
We'll get him on and do that. We should have Rick Ingram come on and listen to all the Ren Azizi. See if he can pick the real Azizi.
I don't know if anybody can. We should have Ren Azizi's parents on. See if they can pick the real Azizi.
Everybody picks a wrong one. Guys, it's me. Yeah, we don't know if it's you anymore. This could be a good tinfoil hat.
We should just do
Ren Azizi even exist?
We should do an animated show where it's just all people who sound like Ren Azizi. And look, don't hire Ren Azizi. Jesus. Betrayal.
Look at this.
Okay, you guys get a new show on ATC and you think you're hot shit?
I can't wait for that first episode to drop.
Tuesday.
There's going to be, there's a couple of doozers in that one.
Oh, yeah. They're all.
It's a long show, too. It's like 35 minutes.
Yeah, it'll take a chunk out of your work day.
Take a chunk out of your life.
Let me end on this one. This is Howie Boy Moon, a.k.a. Not Scott. This is Metro. So this dude named, it's like New Orleans, but with a D. So Dorlins, Dorleans,
Dorlins,
Dorlins, Dorlins, Philidor, 33, Dorlins, Philidor. This guy's real name.
Dorlins, Philidor,
33. He cleared
this guy royalty.
I don't know. He cleared a courtroom in Miami Friday, after pulling, he threw some duty at the judge and he screamed, "It's protein. It's good for you."
Is he a dog?
The court cleared out.
Is this a Tim Allen movie where he switched place with a dog?
I don't know. The old duty throw with the judge, I don't think it's going to get you a lighter sentence.
Oh, I thought that was actually the best way to get
the lawyer's
case,
like,
dismissed.
Look, we're going for insanity here. You throw some duty at him, you yell with protein, it's a pretty good start.
Did he get the duty out of his pants?
It may have been in his pockets.
I can't. Man, that guy could shit on command.
Officials described Philidor's actions as, in quotes, casting feces, and said the waste material didn't fly far enough to hit the judge, Lisa Walsh. Lawyers fled the courtroom as cops and correctional officers swarmed to subdue Philidor. No jurors were present at the time.
I wouldn't have swarmed. I would have casually walked, waited for everyone else to take him down, because I'm not touching old duty fingers.
Yeah, you could put it in your mouth.
Yeah, put it in your eye.
Jurors acquitted Philidor of breaking into a North Beach home later on that afternoon. So he had the duty throw, and then he got let out.
It worked.
Yeah. Career criminal with multiple previous convictions could now face a separate trial over the duty throwing. He tried a similar...
Did he hit the judge?
It said it came up short.
Oh.
Said he tried a similar suspected stalling tactic during a Thursday lunch recess. That saw him poop on himself before smearing it all over his own body in his holding cell, which was next to the courtroom.
This is a real shit show.
Yeah, this guy's not afraid to use that duty. Officials were forced to evacuate half of the building's floor so it could be cleaned and disinfected. Oh. What a job. After that incident, a doctor was brought in to try and establish whether he was faking a mental illness, as I said. They decided the suspected housebreaker was of sound mind and said, not sound asshole, though. And said the hearing should continue. He stood over claims he broke into a house while its owner was in. What does that mean, stood over? I mean, said he did it?
Proceed
while the owner
was
inside.
Yeah.
There you go.
Man.
Old duty.
Guy has some serious balls. I hope he's using Manscaped. Fucking to shave
him. He should be using Manscaped to get a better pathway for his duty to come out of the ass.
Oof.
And then he can throw it at whoever he wants.
What is the world coming to?
Imagine, I would do, if I were a judge, I would be behind plexiglass.
Oh, like a cashier at the bank?
Well, I don't want duty hurled at me.
You just have to go up to the speaker?
Yeah, I'm not putting myself out there.
I mean, how many times is this happening? Also, it's like a lot of cops. You should have been checked. It's like, what's he reaching in his pants for?
Well, and he's, I'm assuming, cuffed, right? Or was he not cuffed?
Yeah, he's probably cuffed.
I'm surprised you didn't get any duty hurling at the Avery trial with all the craziness going on.
Dassey?
I threw my duty. I'm the duty-throwing prosecutor. You're just the young
Brandon, you got to throw your duty. You got to throw it. I told you to throw.
I didn't have to go to the bathroom.
You force it.
Okay.
I brought you the laxatives. Drink it down.
Yeah, but one of my friends drank them all.
Smear duty in your lawyer's eyes. He's terrible.
That guy sucked. That guy's a creepy pervert.
Len? Is his name Len?
Yeah, Len. By the way, we have a new Beach Cops dropping.
Yeah.
Dropping like it's hot on the 15th.
Special guest.
Yeah, special guest.
Yeah. Speaking of
The ending was the greatest ending I've heard just in terms of the words that he said.
Yeah.
That basically
reinforced what we've been saying.
Yeah.
And what people have been saying.
Yeah.
You got to listen, hear it, listen to the end. It may be, at the beginning, I had my doubts.
It's like, you know, it's the only time I ever heard DeWitt get angry. DeWitt was pissed. This guest, the DeWitt, have real beef.
Yeah, I don't know if they vibe too well.
They don't. Not at all.
They're on different wavelengths.
Well, you and I vibe with them separately.
Yeah, that's what's weird. And then you get them together.
They started arguing, bickering.
It's like
brothers.
It's like a friend of a friend. You think, oh, we're all friends, then we'll all be friends. And then you're like, oh, it doesn't work.
It was a weird chemistry, but it worked.
It did work.
And then it came together, as all Beach Cops episodes always do.
And by the end of it.
Finally, they succumbed to the insanity.
I think most shocking Beach Cops ending, maybe in the brief history of Beach Cops.
Yeah.
Check out the video. You can get on that tier.
So we'll get another guest, but we got to make sure we all vibe.
I'm already reaching out to some other guests.
Ooh,
I gotta see if DeWitt vibes with them.
It's a short, DeWitt should spend a weekend with them in a cabin.
That's
before
the thing
we
is,
can do it.
We know a lot of people who know who DeWitt is, but they don't really know each other as
It is hard to jump
people.
Into that scene if you don't know, if you haven't been on this show a bunch, if you haven't talked to DeWitt. You could feel like I can't cut loose on this, but that's what it's all about.
Well, and Beach Cops is, if you've been on Dana Shinonio and had a good time, it still doesn't necessarily mean
it doesn't translate
you'll come
away.
On to Beach Cops and have a good time.
It doesn't always
It's also, a different show. It's hard show to book guests for because it's very specific and it's just not everyone may enjoy it.
It's a different kind of good time.
Yeah.
And you might not like that kind of good
it's
time.
Like you may be into smoking marijuana, but do you like dropping LSD? It's a different scene.
And if you've never dropped LSD, you're not going to like the trip as much.
Like Big Earl. Probably. Never done drugs.
Yeah.
Not that he's on the show.
No.
But is he on the show?
Who knows?
Yeah.
It's a mystery.
You have to subscribe on Patreon.
Yeah.
It's on Patreon.
Patreon.
Yeah. Patreon.
Use the
promo code.
I was going to say, use the promo code subscribe to
Beach
it.
Hit the subscribe button as your promo code, and you can use the promo code in the shower.
Promo code, more like promo load.
Yeah, after this episode.
So we got a lot of things going here.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
We're busy.
It's a big week.
It's a monumental week for us.
It's a big week. Big Hogger week.
Yeah, and if you're in L.A., by the way, I met Miles. Came out to the show. He's a D&O fan. He saw me do stand-up on Friday night.
Oh, okay, good.
Moved up in the audience, a little sparse, and I was like, look at this guy moving up.
Where is he from, Alabama?
And he's like, I love you.
Where's he
like,
from?
Oh, so I left him alone. He's originally from New Jersey.
Okay.
Moved to Jacksonville. Lived in L.A. since December.
Okay, because I had a guy... Two guys, actually, when I was up the other night. It was a terrible show. They moved up to the front row. They're from Alabama. And I go, do you know who I am? And he's like, oh, yeah, man. And so now I feel like I got to do something here because it's a terrible show.
Yeah.
And at the end, guy didn't know who the fuck I was at all. And I started and then another brother of his showed up. It was three brothers. And I started just shitting on
Why
him.
Why did he say he knew who
and
you were?
And then he stood up and he's like, what's your name again? And I go, I said, Ryan O'Neill. I go, you don't know who I am? No, man, I didn't know who you were. I just said I did just because I didn't know what else to say. Get
what
the fuck out of here.
Fucking idiot.
But he claims he's a new fan now. I don't know if that's
true. You want him over.
No, I don't know about that.
It sounds like this guy can't be trusted.
He can't be. So you know how you're like, oh, I feel bad just fucking.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just want to go ballistic on that.
Yeah.
It's just like one of those crowds that are just tired.
Yeah.
And I was tired. It was that day after we got done filming all that stuff.
Yeah, it happens a lot. Fatigue. So. Everyone's fatigued.
Yeah.
You're fatigued. I'm fatigued. Your shit.
Oh, my shit. It's their shit.
But yeah, it was good meeting Miles. Seems like more and more Danish and O'Neill listeners are coming out to the Comedy Store.
Yeah, and clean up your human shit out in those woods.
Yeah, if you live in Colorado, clean your duty.
You know what I'm going to start doing? Going to people's houses, going to their backyard. If they have dog shit, I'm going to eat it. They'll be like, you're out of your mind. I go, really? That's what your dog does?
How would John? I think John, dogs have a right to eat marijuana-laced shit. Can't take
you,
that away.
Oh, you think that the dog might want it. Smells it in there.
I'm just saying, he's like anti-sleep. He's like, why are we going to try to regulate it? Let him eat the shit.
I could see him being anti-shit in the woods. I go hiking barefoot. I step in that.
I saw John Little the other day. He's calling for a bodyboarding trip. He wants to hit the beach.
We better hurry. His weather's turning.
Yeah, he said he wants to hit those waves.
When are we going?
I don't know. He was asking.
Right now, you're blocks away.
He was asking me my schedule. He wants to hit the waves.
Well, maybe
he's got family in town. Maybe he wants to bring them out to the waves. I don't know what he's doing.
We got a family here.
Yeah. Who knows?
All right, we'll have to arrange it. One for the season.
Yeah. All right, let's get out of here.
That's it, folks. That's the end of the show. By the way, there's a little post-show talk. You haven't heard it in a while. Yeah. There it is. Put that in your pipe.
Let's go, Nate Diaz.
Smoke it. The Diaz Bros?
Let's go. Nate Diaz, let's see if he can pull this one out.
After a three-year layoff.
See how fresh he is.
Well, I mean, the thing is, Pettis is...
He put out a thing on Instagram saying Stockton, California. So he's ready.
Stockton, California.
See if like a team that comes out with these things?
Oh, man. Jesus. Isn't there can you turn Stockton into anything like that? Couldn't you?
Boxton? I don't know.
Boxton. That sounds like a guy's name. Frank Boxton.
Cockton? He wouldn't like that, though.
Slap you cocked. Just got Cockton?
I don't think Pettis. Yeah, I don't know.
Pettis isn't a shit talker. He's
kind
of like Waller.
How tall is Pettis? Kind of a height disparity, right?
He's like 5'10".
And what's Nate Diaz, 6 feet?
6 foot.
Okay, so not too crazy.
But Pettis is smaller. He's fought at 55 for a while. This is at 70, right? Or is it at 55?
I don't know, to be honest. I thought Diaz may be going back down there, but I don't know what he's
55?
Doing.
55?
Never can be too sure of what's going on with the in the team.
Diaz maybe even thought it. He might not even know what the weight class is.
He may
wait,
show up.
What? What the fuck,
you
man?
You may show up fucking, at the wrong class.
Dog, man, I fucking thought it was 270 fucking pounds, man. Dude, I'll fucking lose the weight in like 2 hours.
Give me some time. And then Stipe Cormier. Does Danny Boy have any more tricks up his sleeve?
I watched it. After the eye poke, that's when Cormier knocks him out.
By the way,
he's got fingers out, dude. Fingers went deep in his eye.
John Jones in it. Did you see, what's his name? Fucking, why am I blanking on this motherfucker's name? The guy's nose from last night.
Oh, yeah. Mike Perry, dude.
Worst nose break I've ever seen in my life.
I don't even know how you could fix it.
His nose is on his cheek.
No, it wasn't even that. Half of it was on his cheek. The other half was on his forehead.
The bone
was
like,
was under his eye.
It was crazy.
I've never seen a broken
nose. I watched the fight. Wasn't really that great of a fight, in my opinion.
It wasn't fight of the night.
I know, and Bisping was going nuts how great it was. It was just, I don't know, it wasn't great.
I think we got nothing else though.
Well, I think when you see the results were crazy, but like the actual fight wasn't anything. It was a knee that did that. Oof. Oh, man. It was ugh.
I mean, that nose was in a million little pieces all over his face.
He may look like Arlovsky. You know, his nose is all jacked. There's like no more bone.
Yeah. Did you see a picture of his nose before the fight?
No.
I mean, he has like a... His regular nose.
The nose
after. He was unrecognizable. He said he got surgery and fixed it, but he's not going to fight for a while.
Where, in Uruguay? He was in Uruguay. First ever UFC.
Yeah, maybe he got fixed there. I don't know.
The Uruguayan...
I don't know if I want to fight
another
Uruguay.
Guy, same card, had a vagina punched into his eyebrow. The eyebrow was like gone. It was like a cut like an inch across.
If I were that guy, I would start fucking it in the
octagon. Dude, it was hideous. Two of the worst... looking things I've seen in a long time.
I always worry about those. When you get something that deep and then they're punching, you get all that dirt and infection in there. I mean, it's got to be a bitch to
Perry
clean
was
out.
On top of the guy after this happened, and the blood onto the canvas was like somebody
like
threw a bucket. It
Do you remember when
flowing.
Edwin DeWeese fucking
had elbow.
The blood that was literally pouring into Jorge Rivera's mouth like a fountain?
so.
Was that the fight?
I think so.
His blonde hair turned red?
Yeah.
Oh, it was like a fucking fountain.
Looked like Ric Flair in the 80s.
It really did.
Man.
Okay.
All right, let's get out of here. Have a good week. Check out The Basement with Danish and O'Neill.
On the All Things Comedy Network.
Well, that's a number one bestiality podcast. There ain't no number two. Well, it's a number one bestiality podcast. It's great for me and you. It's Danish and O'Neill.
Right now, let's go to the mayor of this wonderful city, Mr. Bill Boner.
This is Mayor Bill Boner. I want to welcome the World Wrestling Federation to Nashville, Tennessee.